We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and it was nice seeing teams out on the field last weekend. Lucky for us, that was only week one. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on any team. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if that team wins. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, and I've got both Bob Flounders and Andy Shea back in with me. And guys, I am going to remember this week. The winner of the great Labatt Blue shirt is Ray from McCandless, PA. If you guys don't know where that is, it is a suburb of Pittsburgh. All right, guys, we are not done talking about the Big Ten, their decision to get back on the field and play some football. But let's actually talk about football a bit here. The players on the field. And Bob, we had concerns. We've been told for weeks that Pat Freiermuth may not be playing. He might be opting out. We never heard anything official.
Yeah.
Well, we got it straight from the horse's mouth. Pat Freiermuth said he is going to be back. That's great news for this Penn State offense, isn't it?
It's tremendous news. I love the way that they kind of revealed that. I think that that was nicely done. I believe it was on the Big Ten Network by James Franklin and Pat Freiermuth. There was actually a report in the Center Daily Times saying that the decision had been made. I believe that Pat probably was clearly wrestling with what he should do in the event there wasn't going to be a football restart in October. You know, he wanted to play the third year at Penn State because he could have left after the 2019 season. He said he was going to stay. But as we talked last week, the closer you get to late 2020 or possibly winter football, he really couldn't, I don't think, stay with such a bright NFL future. He is going to stay. I don't know if it's the same situation with Micah Parsons, who opted out before the Big Ten postponed their season. He's going to be a high first round pick. We haven't heard from Micah as we talk about this, but guys, I just think his situation might be a little bit different than Pat's, but there is no question a premier tight end and a tremendous weapon for this offense. It was great to see. I'm also happy real quick for a guy like Michael Mennett, a fifth-year player that could have left, I think, and been a pretty high draft pick after last season. He came back for a fifth year. I think now if he can stay healthy, he'll have a chance to play as well. Happy for all those guys and really looking forward to see what Pat Freiermuth can do in Kirk Shiroka's offense.
And just as a note, a couple other players that we were a bit concerned about, Journey Brown, Jason Owe, they both hit social media, and it looks like they both are coming back. And Andy, Micah gave us just a little, I think he was toying with us a bit. He did hit social media with, was it Steve Harvey with, an expression there, but I think that was more much ado about nothing. As you said, Bob, he's in a different position. Andy, let's take a look at what we have upcoming, though, which is because they're not going to start until October 24th, they want to get as many games in as possible. Andy, It's 9 games in 9 weeks. Not a lot of wiggle room there, is it?
Yeah, so we're talking about football, so let's not forget. Let me go back. It would be stupid if Mike could come back. He made his decision, and, you know, it's over. There's enough other players, major college football players, that are going to be, you know, high first-round draft picks that have made the same decision. So he should stick to his guns and go from there. But in terms of – so when you're talking about the schedule, first of all, I don't know when they just made this new announcement. I'm not sure why it takes 5 weeks to play a game again. I guess there's got to be a reason behind it. I don't know. Maybe – I'm not sure if you trust the Big Ten to give you a good reason, but there is some reason – they've been practicing for 12 hours a week since they decided the original decision. I'm not sure what it takes in 5 weeks. I think one thing you have to say in this condensed schedule that you mentioned, Jimmy, you have to expect that there's going to be a game that's lost, right? Or there's going to have to be some schedule adjustments. Something, the virus is just too prevalent and still too rampant for it not to impact. I mean, in the ACC, Virginia, and Virginia Tech here in the last week, they had to move things around. You're going to have to do that. And, you know, oh my gosh, here we go, Big Ten making decisions and PR again. What's that going to look like? But if you think they're going to go through 9 weeks and not have something happen where something has, a game has to be moved, a game has to be canceled, et cetera, you would be wrong. So that is my biggest concern going forward, is they don't have any wiggle room for whatever reason, and it would be amazing if they made it through 9 weeks without something happening.
I agree, Andy, that there is some great concern, especially with this red, orange, green setup where if you have enough players, you have to shut down. But, Bob, piggybacking on what we're talking about with 9 games in 9 weeks, but it's also not just any 9 games, it's 9 conference games. So you're not getting that easing into the schedule with your Kent States and some of the other out-of-conference cupcakes. So that opening day is going to be a little bit different than what these teams are normally used to.
Absolutely true. I think that you know, 8 games plus the Champions Week game in I think December 18th, 19th, I believe was the dates mentioned. If you look at it, you know, there's 7 teams in each division, so you're probably looking at, I think, as we talk about this, we should probably say, you know, there's going to be some news, definitive news on Penn State's schedule very soon. But as we talk about this, that has not yet been released. I think it makes sense to have 6 for Penn State, maybe 6 games within their division and then in 2 crossover games. That to me would be common sense for the Big Ten, but common sense has gone out the window with the Big Ten, you know, a while back. That looks like it to me. I just wanted to say this too. I would sure hope, even though they haven't talked about it, that the Big Ten has a plan B with regard to this season in case something happens like Andy talked about and they either have to, you know, they have to pause or play. I know they don't want to do that, but I think they're doing all this with the National College Playoff in mind. But, you know, the more important thing is that there is a season. If something comes up and they have to pause and they don't want to, or it's significant, I think it's more important for the Big Ten to have a season and a Big Ten champion. And if it means they can't finish on time, I mean, I hate to say it, but so be it. I just would hate to see them early in this restart have something come up where they have no choice but to pause. And it's certainly possible. But I'm really hoping the Big Ten has a plan B. It hasn't announced yet, just in case something like this comes up.
You know, hey, Bob, doesn't what they did with the revote and, you know, 30-some days after deciding to cancel the season, this feels like their plan B. I mean, I'm kind of joking, but I'm also serious. Yeah. Like, they're so hamstrung that we're talking, they need to have a plan C and a plan D, and the college football playoffs are important. It goes back to what you said in quarter one. The alpha dog is Ohio State, because are they a playoff contender? Absolutely. But this feels like plan B on the fly to me. You've got some time now. You have a committee. You should be working on your plan C and D right now.
Correct.
Well, the problem, guys, is exactly what you said, Andy. This was Plan B, and they screwed it up because they gave themselves no margin for error at all. None. And is the difference between 4 weeks of prep time and 5 weeks so critical that they didn't allow themselves that leeway by starting just 1 week earlier? I mean, we've had a couple Big Ten coaches. I heard one of them said they could be ready in 2 weeks. Barry Alvarez said three weeks, and they end up needing 5 weeks. And they shot themselves in the foot if they have anything go wrong. But before we end here, I do want to talk a little bit about the playoffs, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, usually we got used to how this works. You can't lose two games or you're out. There's only one way that two teams from one conference could get in, and that's if both teams come from the Southeast Conference. I think you have to throw those things out the door. It's going to be crazy. You could have a conference winner with two losses. You could have a one-loss Southeast Conference team that didn't win it versus a Big Ten team that maybe only got seven games in because of a cancellation. What is this playoff committee going to do?
Oh, it's going to be fun times, Jimmy. Let's assume in a perfect world that the Big Ten, real quick, gets through this eight-game gauntlet and they get to Champions Week, which is going to be, you know, they're going to seed the games, you know, the Big Ten West champ versus Big Ten East champ and so on down the line. Let's assume they do that. I'm actually in favor of the Big Ten doing something similar every year. I think that second place game, they should keep that every year, because I could see a scenario where if Ohio State and Penn State are the two best teams and they meet and they play a humdinger of a game, that second place team, if they can get a quality win over the Big Ten West second place team in a perfect world, that could give them a little positioning, I think, guys, for a strong bowl case or possibly a second spot in the playoff. I think the Big Ten should have that runner-up game and have a Big Ten championship weekend every week, every year moving forward. I think it's a great idea. I think it bolsters the best second-place team in the division's case.
Well, Bob, I had brought this up a while ago, meaning years ago, when there was talk, well, if you expand the playoffs, it's too many games. A way to have one less game is instead of playing a 12-game schedule, play 11. So then the championship game is your 12th game, but you give everybody else in the conference the 12th game by doing exactly this. And that would work also. We'll see. All right, that is it for our show. Tune in next time for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing back their can't-miss offer. All new users can place a $1 bet on any team during Week 2, and if that team wins, you win $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.